Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Tina Bailey. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, heart and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing art teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, California, USA, and my service can be done in person via Skype or via telephone conference call. I offer private counseling in traditional hypnosis and also spiritual hypnosis, such as past life regression, or what I call quantum past life regression. And I also offer a lot of service in the traditional hypnosis. Give me a second. Let me mute the microphone here so we don't echo in here. I apologize. So now let me get back about myself. I am a certified hypnotherapist. I do offer traditional hypnosis as well as spiritual past life regression and hypnosis for the deep soul healing. That's for my private session. But I also offer my teaching in many different types of intuitive development and also in different areas, healing arts and metaphysical classes. So if you are interested, please check out my personal website, which is subconsciouschannel.com, or my meetup, which lists all the classes at subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. Now, all my classes are being taught in Los Angeles in person. However, I also teach students who are out of California or out of the local area. I teach through webinar, through Skype, and through a telephone call. So I list all those classes on my meetup as well. So once again, just go to my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. All right, today we are going to be accessing the Akashic Library or the Akashic Records, accessing your soul contract or your book. And I do have my past students who are now professional practitioners, Akashic practitioners, who are here to offer you this beautiful reading or communicating with your master. They are going to pull out your book. They are going to describe what your book looks like. Also to meet your master or your teacher, and they are going to be telling you who they are, what they look like, and what messages they wanted to bring forth to you. Okay, and what kind of healing you need, and perhaps what's going on in your life that you need to know, that you need to hear. Now, quickly, I wanted to talk about what Akashic Records first, because you can access all this information from the internet, and you're going to get a very similar information. It's all about universal library or collective consciousness, and I agree with all of that. All those meaning definition are all correct. But also, Akashic is not really a physical place or in a different dimension that some people may think. But some of my students ask me that. We are that Akashic. We are that book. We write our own book. We are the programmer. We program our own story, our own book, so we can have experience in this earth. So each and every one of us has the ability to go inward to connect with your own master, your own teacher, and access your book. And since we are all one in connecting with each other, all is one, we're not separated, therefore we are able to access the collective Akashic, which we share together as one collective consciousness. This is how we are able to access information for other people, because we are energy, and therefore we are able to access the information for other people as well, because we are part of ourselves. Okay, so quickly, I'm going to introduce each one of my past students, our Akashic practitioner, Yushan and Chari. Let them speak a little bit about themselves, and we're going to get started after that. So we're going to start with Yushan first. Yushan, hello, good evening. How are you, Yushan? Oops, I forgot to turn your... there you go. Hello, oh. Yushan.
Hello, everyone. this is Yushan. I'm repeating myself. I'm one of Tina's students, and she has taught me everything I know. And I am well-versed in Akashic life path, soul contract, mm-hmm. relationship readings, and healings, including the Trinity and Reiki. So I would love to be of any help that I can, and I'm looking forward to talking to each of you. Thank you.
And I have to say that you've gone excellent in this relationship reading or reading a person's energy. She's extremely active, and I highly recommend her. So if you resonate with her, please, you know, you can connect with Yusan through my website. Again, remember, if you go to my personal website at subconsciouschannel.com, all my students or practitioners' contact will be there. Or just go to my meetup, subconsciouschannel.info. Each of them are there, and you can connect with them directly. So the next person, Shari. Shari, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, Tina, I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay, I guess you thought that. You know, I apologize, too, because I think Block Talk Radio is having an issue with audio files right now. I just got a pop-up here. Yeah,
okay,
I
that's a lot better, but... Yeah, I think we missed a lot of the opening.
Sounds good. All
okay.
right, thanks for coming. So I'll be aware of that and speak a little louder. Beautiful, thank you.
Okay, so my name is Shari. I've been a student of Tina's for a few years now, and a grateful student at that. I do Akashic readings. I'm a channeler. I love to help in the ascension process. I am a medium and starting with my astrology now. So you can contact me. My phone number is on Tina's website. Give me a call, and we'll take it from there.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so
and
now
thank
we're going
you,
to
Tina, for having us.
Oh, no, thank you for being here. Thank you, both of you, for being here and sharing your beautiful energy and your time, you know, offering all this reading for all the callers here. So I really appreciate that. And again, you know, just quickly before I forget, there's a lot to offer Akashic classes in person, a telephone call for long distance. So the next in-person class next Sunday on the 14th of this month. Next Sunday is going to be at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're local, I highly recommend this class because you are going to be learning a lot. Not only you are learning how to access your books, other people's books, you're going to learn how to access the crystal healing room to do the healing for yourself or other people. You're going to access your past life, heal your past and heal your ancestors. You access the relationship soul contract. All right, you can access the soul contract between two persons. It can be a romantic relationship or it can be any kind of relationship. And it's extremely accurate and very, very powerful. So now let's begin to start off this show by, meditation. We're going to do a group meditation here. So just kind of get everybody's energy settled. And for those who I have not answered your call, who would also call in, just hang around for a little bit just because you might be able to get reading. All right, so just kind of hang with the show. And even if you don't get picked personally, remember that when you're here, when you're guided to come here, all the messages that are for other people could be meaningful to you as well. So that's always happened. All right, so now let's begin. I'm going to ask every one of you to just begin to relax by closing your eyes now. And let's begin to take your breath, just breathe in and follow your breath at this moment. And just exhale. Allow the natural breathing to come in and out. So just breathe in and follow your breath. And each and every breath that you take, the more relaxed you feel. So now let's inhale slowly, gently in. And exhale, slowly out. And in this moment, I'm going to ask, now I just visualize. You don't see what you feel to the next. Remember that. And just visualize yourself at the beautiful ocean that you can just imagine or think of. It can be any ocean that you like. And just see yourself being there, standing in front of this ocean. Allow yourself to activate all your senses now. Feel the wind, smell the salt, listen to the sound of the seesaw or the waves flashing in. And I want you to see a going into the sound. Going to dive down. And the deeper you go into this beautiful ocean, the brighter it gets down there. Many beautiful, bright, and I want you to just feel that little ripple on the ocean. A ripple of peace. Just feel that. The waves and ripples. I take the energy of peace at this moment. And they begin to draw your restless mind into new, delightful rhythms filled with happiness and understanding. Just feel the peace as you are either floating in the ocean or just dive down. Surround yourself with all the underworld beauty. Now I want you to visualize slowly rising up off the ocean deck. You see that particular form of God or the universe which you yourself hold most dear. And as it rises, see that it is composed of light. It rises from the ocean and belongs to the ocean. Take this moment to claim it, if you will, as your own. But now that belongs to that ocean of light, it is also yours to the extent that you recognize that light also as your own. Make it come to see the beautiful light surrounding all around you, even yourself. Become that light. And just visualize that divinely beautiful form telling you, listen to that call, not to itself, but to that radiant golden light which it will share with you to be embraced by that form, is to be embraced by that light. Now I want you to open your heart, wide open now. And with that deep love, feel that. And I want you to surrender everything you have at this moment. Let go. Everything you are to that infinity of peace and light. Just feel yourself surrendering to that peace and light at this moment. You have to feel how good it makes you feel, how light it makes you feel, how relaxing you can feel this moment. Embrace that. energy and gaze that in. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Extra count to 5. Each and every one of you will slowly take a deep breath in. Open up your eyes and have fun with what's going to come in. 1. Take a deep breath in. 2. 3. 4. Slowly open up the eyes. 5. Wide eyes open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take another breath again, feeling wonderful all over. So now let's come back to the show here. So now let's begin to start this show. I'm going to call in the first person. Let me see. Area code is 856. Sorry, area code is 856. The name is Laura, I think. Hello, good evening.
Yes.
How are you? Hi, where are you calling from, Laura?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Beautiful. Laura, why don't you go ahead and state your name and your date of birth so we can have a quick practitioner tap into your vibration, go into a card and access your book, and share with you what they see for you for tonight. Okay?
Okay. My birthday is October 1st, 1963.
Beautiful. All right, so just give them some moment to access and communicate with the master because it does take a little time to kind of go in and connect. And they do connect pretty fast. Now, again, these two ladies, beautiful, powerful ladies, Yusan and Chari, when they first started to take touch with me, they didn't know how to do any reading at all. And now they are excellent, very quick. So if any one of you would like to have the same ability, because everyone has a gift, you know, not a particular person are born with a special gift. Everyone has the gift to connect. Because we're all the same. We all have the gift. Some gift may be stronger than another. And the key is to have the right technique or the template. When you begin to learn anything, just like anything else, you need to have a structure, a proper structure to learn how to. And everyone can do it. Everyone is intuitive, especially right now with the energy going on. People are becoming more intuitive and becoming more aware at this moment. So know that I do offer many of these classes, you know, such as Akashic Records, which we're doing at this moment. Trinity, which I do on every other Thursday. You can listen to the last Blog Talk Radio show on last Thursday. And just, you know, quickly, don't forget to follow my Blog Talk, too. And that way, you know, when I make announcements for each show, you will be notified. So, Yusan and Chari, are you ready? All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead, Yusan, please.
Okay. And, Tina, just so you know, that whole meditation, I only made out 3 words.
Yeah,
okay. It's pretty bad.
Wow. Sorry about that, everyone. You know, this is, I really have apologized about that, and thank you for letting me know. This has been an issue from the Blog Talk here, so we'll just do the best we can. Thank you so much.
Okay. Laura, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real clear.
Oh, great. So I can hear you as well. So I find that when I read your Akashic, it's very simple yet exact, and it's like everything is like just so in your book, and it's not very elaborate, but it's just perfect for you, and it's not like a crazy color. It's actually pretty tame tan, if you will. And I think it represents kind of your personality. So what I'm picking up is that you're kind of a dichotomy of sorts. There are 2 parts of you. So the first part is you like things just so. You like things the way you like them. And so you're precise that way. However, there's another part of you and another side of you where you're not sure what you want sometimes. So you know, it's kind of like going to a restaurant and having the waiter say, what would you like? And you say, I'm not quite sure, maybe something, you know, with protein. And the waiter can't really help you because you have to know by looking at the menu and knowing specifically what you want. And the chef can actually make something off the menu, but again, you have to know what you want. And the universe is kind of like that, where you can order off the menu or from the menu, but you need to know exactly what you're asking for. And so so those two sides are kind of competing, and that's why you feel a sense of, like, not complete satisfaction with your life, because there is that other side that likes things, you know, just so. You know, you just have a way that you like to do things. So I think if you kind of have a clear picture of what you want, the universe is willing to give that to you, and you'll be much happier with where your life path is going and leading you. So I hope that makes sense for you, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay. All right. So,
thank you.
Well, we're going to ask back in a bit, but let's begin with Chari. Chari, are you ready?
Yeah. Hi, Laura. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Chari.
Hi. Okay. So, Laura, I get, when I first asked to see your book, I get more of a purple color with the tan, with a tan, like, binding, almost like leafy, just all the way around. And it's peculiar because on the cover of the book, almost looks like it's snowing. And so there's, like, snowflakes a lot. And so I find it, yeah, it's kind of beautiful like that. Now there's a lady that comes forward and appearing to be, like, in the cold, in the snow, but she's comfortable with it. And she opens the book, and I see that part of your soul contract is learning your own ability to heal yourself, and particularly yourself, and then if you choose others too. Your energy can be healing, but I think your main grasp this time is to learn that you have the power to be to heal yourself, and that that you do create with your thoughts and your words. So I see like you're coming into your own place of power comfortably, into your own comfortably place of power. So you know that what's around you in your life, you've created this. This is yours. This is your theater. This is what you're doing. And so I kind of get the idea that that is your soul contract, to realize the power of your spoken word, that you are creating with it as you speak. And also I feel like you're also, you have a way of bringing heaven and earth together now in each moment. And, so another part of that contract is to keep on the moment, stay with your moment, because you have those moments where everything is perfectly clear and you know exactly why you're here and what you're doing. And so, there's asking me to ask you to try and stick with that feeling, stick with that moment, try and keep it going, and you'll be amazed what you can do with that, Laura. So that's what I get for your soul contract.
All right, Laura. Thank you. Giving us a little feedback to the ladies.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Does everything resonate with you, Laura?
Not that I know of, but,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Well, take it in, because, you know, some make sense to you at the moment, because, you know, that happens. And then when you listen to it and know that this show is being recorded, you may want to go back and listen to it. And then next thing you know, this happened a lot. People will call back, email back, and let us know, oh, my gosh, you know, what you're saying really makes sense. And this is what's going on right now, or what's actually happening. Okay? So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for an honest feedback, and you have a wonderful evening, Lara.
All right, thank you.
So we're going to move on to the next person. The next person is Alex. Alex, we're going to turn you on right now. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good.
Thank
so,
you.
Alex, could you state your name and your date of birth, please? And with that, we're going to have two ladies tap into your energy. Vibration.
Okay. All right. Name is Alex Beam, and birth date is 8/25/1970.
Beautiful. All right. In the meantime, while the lady is accessing your contact book, just wanted to do a little bit of marketing or advertisement to let everyone know that if you're local here, the next Akashic class in person is on next Sunday. In La Puente at my place, and it's going to be at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. I will also have classes via telephone call. It's going to be next week or next couple weeks, which is for distance students. And you will be able to access your project book as well as other people's books. And you'll be taught many things, just like healing room, a crystal healing room, clearing and healing your ancestors' bloodline, read the past life and heal the past life, and also read the relationship contract. All right, so there's a lot you're going to get to learn in one day, and you'll get certification with that. And yes, you'll be able to tap into your energy and read everyone and including for yourself, and you'll be able to connect with your own teacher and master. All right, Yusan, Sherry, are you guys ready? No problem.
Okay, Alex. I am looking at your Akashic book right now, and it's a very pretty green color, and it's got like gold chain ornamentation along the edges, and it's the book is telling me that you're a very sensitive individual, and that you actually have the ability to be very psychic yourself. And the green tells me that, you know, you have a very loving heart. And but I'm getting the feeling that it's a little closed off right now due to a hurt or a disappointment. And the soul contract that you're here to learn is to develop your sensitivity as a PowerPoint, to learn to use like your gut feeling, your intuition, as, you know, a place of giving you, of empowering you, and to be really confident in that. And so I think there's a lot of times when you are uncertain and you kind of question yourself, and they're saying, please stop questioning. You know this, and it's proven to you over time, but you still doubt. So I think the lesson here within your soul contract is to develop your strength and to learn to trust. And it will take you very, very far. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave you with that.
All right, Charlie, you're fine. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, thanks for calling in. Okay, so I also get the pretty green color with the gold. I feel like they're telling me to that you're learning how to kind of let go of your control that you think that you have of your life. Because, you know, eventually we realize that we really don't have that much control anyway. And in so doing and believing that that you are in the right place at the right time, that you're creating your own circumstances, and just letting go of trying to control the outcome of what happens. So while we say, we're trying to be co-creators, we also have to just step back and allow it to happen, and know that we're in our own way we are doing that, but we can't control every little detail in so doing, because that doesn't work out very good for us, does it?
Nope.
Nope, it doesn't. So, you know, they're telling me, so before you proceed any further, you know, just kind of take inventory of what you're actually doing to yourself, and are you investing in your happiness, or are you buying yourself excuses to suffer, so to speak? Because that's okay, and that's all part of learning, but they're just pointing this out. This is part of your contract to learn the difference, and to learn that being happy is something that you need to practice. It doesn't just happen all of a sudden that you're just happy. And in this contract, this time, is learning to be happy. Are you investing in your happiness? That's kind of what I keep hearing. After all, the fastest path to your joy, is just to step back and let it happen. And what feels good, you have to go with that, right? You have to, so lean into it with your feelings, not so much try to control it, but lean into what feels right, go with that, and that's, I think, what will bring you happiness. And I feel like you're pretty happy already, but that's because this is your you're here to do. This is your contract. I feel like you have great strength. I feel like animals communicate very well with you, and so they love you as much as you love them. And what a great gift that is. Yeah. And so, and your atmosphere, your environment around you responds to you. Even your electronics kind of respond to you. So know that. I'm so glad you called in, Alex.
Thank you. No. Thank you very much.
Just keep staying happy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yes. It's taken some work to just be there, but it's good. It's all good.
Does everything
work? Very good. Alex. All right.
I'm sorry. What was that, Tina?
Alex, does everything resonate with you with both?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because even with the soul contract, I can I know that's kind of what I've had to work on, and I think I've made some great strides, and it helps to hear all that and to keep me focused on that. So.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it funny that we have to work on being happy?
Yes.
Right? Well, it becomes so easy, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, everything around you programs you to not be that way, unfortunately.
Right. You got it.
Beautiful.
<Yeah.
laughs> So much, right.
Thank you very much.
And being here. Please do check out all the classes that we have coming up at subconsciouschannel.info. So thank you, Alex, for being here. And we're going to move on to the next person now so we can get as many people as we can. The next person would be, let me see, 626 Eric Code, it's Janice. Gonna get you on right now. All right, Jennifer, are you around?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, beautiful Jennifer. Why don't you go ahead and just state your name and your date of birth, please?
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and my birthday is April 19th, 1975.
All right, so just give the lady a few minutes to tap into your contract, meet your mother, and perhaps they will prescribe to you a muscle of fire as well. But it's different. Every contract and a party is different as we go in. Not that we're going to get the same information or get to the similar message. But anyway, I'd like to ask everyone to follow this blog talk because we have different shows all the time. On next Thursday, it's going to be a different show at the same time, 7:30 Pacific time. I'm going to have a show that's called Communicating and Healing with Your Holy Trinity. And what it is that this is a new technique, a new program that I have discovered about a year ago, where I was teaching a student, and the person consciousness of their Trinity or their Holy Spirit, their higher self, their masculine self, or their mind, and also their feminine self, their subconscious mind, and their heart, came through to communicate. And that's how it all began, and they're very powerful. It is a way to connecting with your mind and your heart, or your conscious and your subconscious, with the system of your higher self. And we assist in healing and balancing your both of your yin and yang energy. It is quite fascinating show that you would not want to miss. You will gain a lot of information and understanding about your own Holy Trinity. So, Yusan and Jari, are you both ready for Jennifer? All right, looks like they might need a little more time. Just to interrupt me when you guys are ready. In the meantime, I would like to again share with the listeners, besides teaching different metaphysical classes and healing classes, I do a private counseling in hypnosis, traditional hypnosis, which is all changing habits and behavior, and as well as a spiritual hypnosis. My focus is very on spiritual hypnosis, which is a past life healing, a soul healing. I do quantum healing as well. And I'll take my clients on my experience to a very deep trance, or a deep better state, or a very deep alpha state of consciousness, so you can connect to your soul and going back into your different timeline and heal all your fragments and bring them all back. You will definitely feel a big shift after the session. And a lot of people's life has changed and healed after the session that I have witnessed. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the practitioner again, Yusan and Jerry. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. And I only made out like two words of what you said. It's very terrible.
I have to apologize. Yeah.
I made out my word, my name.
Yeah, very
no,
much.
No, it's that dirty brown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that's exactly what it sounds like. So, Jennifer, you have a beautiful book. It's very white, beautiful, pristine book, and it has silver accents, swirly accents, in like deliberate places in the corners. It looks very ethereal. It's beautiful. You know, it tells me that when you have the focus, your life really just kind of flows. And it's almost like even if someone put an obstacle in front of you, it would look like, you know, a hurdler in track and field. You know how they make it look so easy? They just go over each and every hurdle and it without skipping a beat. And that's what your life would look like if you had the focus and you actually have the stamina to like make it to the finish line and win, really. So everything I see for you is very beautiful. Now, I see that, you know, you have the focus, you're a doer, you take action. And you overcome, you know, just like a hurdler does. And I think the soul contract that is in your Akashic is for you to maintain that focus at all times. And, you know, when the race is over, you kind of need to, like, let loose, and you don't have to focus quite so intently because you've won. So, but I see that you're focusing quite a bit, and it's causing a little bit of like frustration for you because you see another finish line down the road, and then after that, there's another finish line down the road, and it's not giving you enough downtime just to enjoy being. And so that's one of your life lessons, to maintain focus when it's appropriate, and then, you know, take a victory lap if you want to, and you know, just have fun with it. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I will leave that with you.
Beautiful. All right, Shelly, you're next up.
All right. Hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. So I get a beautiful book, too. And, you know, I kind of get like almost a shimmering, rainbowy, iridescent kind of on the white as well. Almost alive, like. I also get the word that comes to mind for your soul contract is assertiveness and learning to be okay with saying what you want and not worrying about what other people think about it or how they judge you. And so, you know, judging not yourself and others, but the hardest thing, judging not yourself. Now, I also see sometimes you're just like I can see you like in the middle of the night, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And yet, when you're in that place of in the middle of nowhere, in the dark, you're comfortable because you feel like, okay, I know where I'm okay. I'm okay. I know this feeling. I know where I am. I have the faith that I am where I'm supposed to be. And that's a wonderful feeling to have, to be able to be in, feel like you're in darkness. You could close your eyes and probably walk just as well. I get that the same thing as you said, as you know, in learning to let go and just kind of allow things to happen. Once you put it out there, it's like I keep seeing that. It's okay. I keep seeing like the numbers 1, 2, 3, and then she scratches it off and she writes 3, 2, 1. So they're almost saying like it's backwards of what you would think. It's like once you just you decide to let go and allow it. It's non-physical that will bring your answers. It's not your job anymore. Once you put it out there what you want, it's not your job anymore to work it. They will work that part for you, and you can't do everything all the time. And just learning to relax and enjoy your life, I think that is your main soul contract. And again, we would think that this would be a really easy thing to do, but we're finding that a lot of us are awakening to the fact that we hardly even know how to do that anymore. So we're having to relearn how to be happy and relax and just allow things to happen and realize that maybe we're not in it all alone and that maybe that we do have help. So learning to trust that. Again, your book is beautiful. I imagine that you are beautiful too. And I get such a good feeling from you, Jennifer.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, would you care to share a little of the feedback, the ladies?
A lot of it is true. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I am a doer. I do need to keep my focus. You know, at times I do get distracted because I want to bite off more than I can chew. And I do make those checklists, like, okay, I need to do this, 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 and this. And I'm not relaxing and enjoying life as I should. And so this is something new to me, learning to have faith and confidence in the universe. You know, there's this speaker, Louise Hayes, she says, you place your order at a restaurant, but you don't run back to make sure that the cook is fulfilling your order. You just have faith that, you know, it's going to come. So, that resonated with me when you said relax and enjoy life. And that's what I need to do, just have that faith that it's going to be fulfilled. And another thing, the example about the hurdler, and that's true. You know, I've had some events in my life that it's just, okay, just keep going. But then at times, there's even events that are smaller, and I get stuck. I get stuck on them. And I need to learn to let those things go and just keep flowing. Life's going to continue on, and everything's going to be okay. So, that was, and it was also nice that I got a description of my book. So,
it's a beautiful book.
Thank you. People just love to hear their books, you know, what their book looks like, what their master looks like, feel like, is it he or she? So we share all this information. All right, Jennifer, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your feedback.
Tina, thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Right, thank you. So we're going to move to the next person. It's area code 519. I believe Karen is the name of the person. Hi, Karen. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Doing good, Karen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada, beautiful. Well, Karen, go ahead and state your name and your date of birth.
My name is Karen, and my date of birth is May 7th, 1959.
Good evening. All right, Karen, just going to, you know, how you intended to set there for your master to bring forth the information with these two ladies. But in the meantime, I'm just going to ask all the listeners to just follow our blog talk or just join our meetup if you're interested to have ability just like these ladies, because all of us can tap into this information ourselves. And all you need is the right and proper template or technique how to access your Apache. It's very simple, the way I'm going to teach you. And by the time you're done, it's only one workshop. It's only about 4 or 5 hours. By the time you're done, you'll be able to access your own Apache record. It is that simple. These two ladies, a few years ago, they didn't know how to do these readings. They didn't know how to access. They didn't know, they couldn't see. That's what they always said to me. But look at how amazing you are now on a blog talk or your show and just be able to share their gifts with everyone else. So if anyone's ready, you can kind of cut me in if you like, Yusan. All right. Right? Okay. So again, you know, if you would like to connect with each one of them for more extensive reading and healing, they offer those services. You can go to my meetup. They are all sort of members on the meetup. If not, you can go to my personal website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. Look under practitioners. You're going to see their name, their email, their phone number, and you can contact them directly for private service if you like. The next class is going to be in person next Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And know that I teach students long distance as well via telephone call, Skype, or any method that we can work around together. And that's convenient for you. Okay? So, Yusan, are you... I'm sorry.
I'm here.
All right.
Hi.
All right, Karen. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So this is unusual. When I try to focus on your Akashic book, I get instead not a book, but I get a box. And it's like a gift box, which is very, very unusual. It's a gift box. It's gift wrapped in, it looks like white shimmery paper, and it's got like pink stripes on the wrapping. That's what the wrapping paper looks like. And then the lid, it just pops off, but on top of the lid is a giant, big, white bow. So I've never gotten a box before, so I think that means you're special. So, and I think you are. So your Akashic book is not only special, but the message that I'm getting for you as far as your soul contract is, and I'm getting it pretty clearly and distinctly, think outside the box. And the funny thing is it's all your book pages are in this gift box, all nice and neat, and it's got like a what do you call it, ribbon around the paper so that it's nice and neat. But the funny thing is they're telling me to like throw those pages up into the air and just let it fall where they may. And that's part of the think outside the box message. I feel like you don't look for, I don't want to say you don't. There are times when the way you think doesn't allow you to think of other possibilities that perhaps like you haven't thought of, and it's not like natural. You've kind of come into a habitual way of thinking. And, you know, when you think the same way and you do the same things, you get the same results, really. So your higher self is actually saying you need to get out of that little rut, think outside of the box, and just relax and loosen up. Sometimes the I see that you're full of love because the box it's got those pink stripes. So the pink is very, you know, love and loving. You've got a lot of love to give. But the stripes, to me, mean that you kind of like things to be a little regimented. And when you are regimented, you kind of get the same things because you're doing the same things. And they're saying, shake it up. Shake it up. And you're going to be really pleased with the results. Because not only are you going to get some surprises, but a lot of them are going to be really good. So I'm just going to leave that with you, and I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, this is kind of fun because you didn't see a book, but instead you see a box for her. This is something different. This is a very beautiful one. Yes. So that tells me that you are a very unique person, and you probably tend to be different from other people. You don't follow the rules. You don't follow the structure, and you like to be a free spirit person, and you probably like to be different from other people. So this is what's amazing to me. Yeah, because you know, and she didn't see a book. She saw a box that's totally out of the norm. It's totally different, you know. And it contains much information. So, yes, that tells me that you're totally just kind of, you don't follow the crowd. You don't do anything that's just the same as other people.
So true.
So, this is pretty cool. All right, Chari, your turn. Are you ready? Yeah. Everything's called symbolism. What they tap in, what they see. This is how the spirit world, the inner world show you is through all this images and symbolism, and by doing so, in doing this kind of work for a while, you begin to learn through your own higher self or your master and your teacher. They're going to teach you what all these mean to you. Automatically, you just know it by heart. All right. So, Chari, are you ready?
I am. Hi, Karen. Can you hear me okay?
Hi.
Awesome, I can, yes.
Yay! Okay, Karen, you know, I get an unusual, you know, thing for you, too, in that what I see is really like a sky, like billowy clouds in a sky, and not so much a book. It's just like, and I see like a lot of the pink clouds, or there's a lot of pink in there. Karen, Archangel Michael works very close with you and is in on your contract this time. I don't know if you feel that already, but it just comes through so loud. I hear him just like, you know, saying the same thing as you thought, you know, just to kind of learn to go easy with all this, you know, that sometimes, you know, the solution that makes, sometimes there's a solution that makes both parties right, that you don't always have to be right, you know, to be happy, you know. I mean, that sometimes in calling upon I'm calling upon Michael, you know, you don't have to fight all these battles all the time by yourself. he can help you with that. And not even fight the battles. Awesome. Just, you know, so that you can just kind of relax and allow, you put it out there, what you want, what you need, and just let it happen. So Michael can be used to bring you the answers that you need. Maybe that will come in dreams. Maybe you already know about this. I suspect that you kind of do, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
There's also a young girl. I see a young girl with you that brings you much, much, much happiness. Would that be a daughter or granddaughter or something?
I actually have a beautiful daughter and three little granddaughters, yes.
Okay, great. So that's what I see. You know, actually, there are three there. Yeah, okay. One and then the three. Yep. How cute. Okay.
Yeah. And they're
wonderful.
Very sweet.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, good. Okay, so basically, we can feel your beautiful energy. Don't get stuck on little things that you don't have, because really you have it all. And at this point, it's just, you know, learning to embrace your own power and learning to, you know, kind of feel the power around you and being able to kind of let it in and let it work for you.
Okay. That's so awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Karen.
Well, I have to tell you about, I was walking one morning, and I heard about Archangel Michael. So it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was really misty. And I went, I heard you could call on him. So I said, okay, Archangel Michael, that's fine. If I can call on you, then I command you to come now. And this lightning bolt came out of the sky about 100 feet in front of me and exploded. And I started running in the other direction going, what was I thinking? I'm walking in the morning in a lightning storm. And then I realized there was no lightning before, and there was no lightning after.
Right.
I stopped
it's
and went.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
All right, everyone. Just 40 seconds with the show. So there's not much
thank
time
you.
For anything else. So yeah, thank you. Thank you, Karen, for being here and sharing the feedback.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Everyone for being here. And now, thank you, Yusan and Cherry, for being here, sharing your beautiful energy and your time, you know, offering this free reading for everyone. And this has been profound. And for those who didn't get the reading, call back. You know, I'm going to have another show next week. This is called Communicating with the Holy Trinity. It is a very powerful one. and it's the same time Thursday, 7:30. Follow my blog talk, or if not, follow my meetup. All right, until then, we'll shall meet again next Thursday. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Everyone have a good night. Have a wonderful dream. Thank you so much. Bye, yourself. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
That was fun.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Awesome.